It's all the way down. We have started, and now we're gonna.
Welcome back.
Hey, Jamie.
Have you ever seen a more punchable face?
Sandwich bread.
Back in the day, there was a thing called Twitter.
Really? Michigan Ganders.
That's sad. Blue check, verified.
Nothing that we say is fact. Do not pour that into your microphone. Oh my God.
Let's smoke about a podcast.
So what's up, man?
Dude, I don't like to give a lot of background, but there was a whole bunch of shit that just took place with these microphones.
Trying to get everything situated.
Yeah. I want to apologize to everybody.
Nobody heard how.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. So if
we recorded a podcast last night and then shit canned it immediately upon hearing it.
Yeah, it was.
So the only way you heard it is if you caught it live.
It was fucking terrible. It was so funny. I apologize to Dana. I think it was one person that listened to it.
The audio was terrible.
It was junk. And all it was just talking into the mic the right way. I think that's all it was.
Which is sad. That's the majority of the issue.
So we worked on a mix board for like, I don't know, combo of like 3 hours now. And all we had to do was turn the mics and face down.
Make sure that we're not talking into the top of the microphone. Hey, you live and you learn, right?
All right, no, I get it. Okay, so to revisit this one thing, we went to the gas station yesterday. You came and picked me up.
Okay, yes.
Because I have a drink. And Trevor, hour after fucking one. So... you come and pick me up and you take me to the gas station. I lose my shit on a gas station employee. I didn't say anything to him. I was just like, I got so
just
fucking
angry about
yeah,
it.
I was just fucking pissed off about it. And then I was like, I'm one of those people where I'm like, at that moment, I don't need to interact with anybody. I'm just going to go to a different location, walked in there and then had the same fucking experience.
At a different gas station
within like minutes of the other one.
Right.
And so the reason why I got so upset at the first one is because there's a man, a man somewhere around in his 65, 70 years old, we'll just call him.
Right.
He could have been 50, but he wasn't wearing it well. So I'm like, this is an Exxon gas station.
Right.
I'm like right off the interstate. So it's busy and I get that shit. But this motherfucker was like leaned across. All I wanted to do was I wanted to go in there. I wanted to get a vape. So I wasn't stealing CTs. I wanted to get a vape. And then I wanted to get a pack of cigarettes.
Right.
Stupid as that is, because why buy a vape and cigarettes?
And why not just get some Nicorette patches and make it like a
then,
trifecta?
Yeah, put them on your tongue.
Slap a patch on, chew some gum, rock a vape, smoke a cig. Burn a stogie.
Drink your alcohol.
Just take one hit
from the edible that you hit. Just had like
take one hit off the tailpipe before you get back in the car and let's rock.
Anyways, so there's a cat. You walk in this door. There's a cash register right in front of you when you walk in, and to the left of you, there's a small aisle, and then at the end of that aisle is where all the vapes are.
Right.
This old man, he decides that he wants to, like, he's, something happened to his daughter's vape. It was fucking dumb. Who gives a fuck? I don't know. It didn't work.
Broke, wouldn't work.
Yeah. Apparently, like, he just bought it. You're supposed to test it. This old man wasn't testing them. Took it to him, and then she paid $25 for something that didn't work. So he comes in there, bitch. Dude's trying to help him the whole line. I get it. So, but all I want to be able to do is walk over there, look at these, and I'm sorry, they were vapes, but they were, like little slushies.
Mm-hmm. What did you say? You wanted your slushy vape.
So it was, and I knew they were going to taste good. They were going to be icy.
Does it come with a lanyard?
I bet it does.
I bet it does.
As a matter of fact, I may get one on the way home.
And then you should. I think you did good by not getting one on the way here.
So, but this man is like stretched out. Like, I don't mean like
sexually.
No, not at all. But he's like taking up the whole, where I don't even feel comfortable walking up to the counter because I feel like I'm coming up on an old man. You know what I mean? Like awkwardly. But he has his feet against the left side of the aisle, and he's leaning on the glass, extending his hand out.
All
so
the way
this,
to the other side of the aisle.
Just, and then he was like...
His feet were remaining 6 feet distant.
Like he was social distancing his head from his feet. Exactly. So
I just lay down horizontally.
And so I just got closer to him, and this dude says, and these are his exact words. He goes,
"This dude, which dude?"
The old dude.
Okay.
All right, and I got close. I am sorry. My bad.
Well, you should be.
I apologize. I thought I had that bitch on mute. Anyways, but apparently I just made some money on eBay.
Good to know.
So,
sorry, old man stretched out.
Yeah, so I'm walking up to him. He, like, realizes that I'm there. His situational awareness was on point. And he says, "Hey, man, I'll be out of your way in just a second." Hold on. No. You are late.
This doesn't look like something that's going
to... Yeah, this isn't going to take a minute. Quickly. I just need to get to the counter. I don't want... At that point...
You should have walked up him like a bridge.
I should have. Just stepped on the back of
just
his legs.
Just walked up like the 45-degree angle.
And then just jumped over the fucking counter, grabbed my fucking shit, grabbed my cigarettes, I threw him a 30 or however much it was, and just been like, bitch,
those
out.
Are expensive. Done. Oh, you were getting a vape, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Do you know how much my pack of cigarettes are? Take a guess.
Well, I bought it, yeah, because I've grabbed you a pack.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, fucking $10. It's basically $10 a fucking pack.
Price.
I'll never forget.
Thanks a lot, cancer patients.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Well.
What the fucking peso? Like, not Philip Morris, you said, or like taxes, or you said thank you, cancer patients?
Yeah, because the cancer.
Oh, they fucked up the game for us?
No, the cancer patients ran up the medical bills. This is being said as a former and occasional smoker now. But yeah, if you think about it, like, I have to assume there has to be a portion of the cost of cancer patients, people who got cancer but didn't have insurance and, you know, or was in situations where maybe the government had to foot the bill for some of their cancer treatments or some of their, you know, cancer-related stuff that they got from choosing to smoke. And I'm not talking about the people who started smoking back when doctors actually used to recommend a brand, but I'm talking about, like, I'm 45 years old. We've been well into some years of knowing that this shit's bad. So to those people, I mean, you made a choice, and myself included. I smoked knowing the dangers and the risk, but I did it. But some of that money gets recouped via taxing the shit out of cigarettes. Philip Morris got their asses sued relentlessly.
That's a really sad
for
thing.
Cancer patients.
Can you mute that?
No. Not my computer.
Okay, so they shouldn't do it again. Right?
But I don't think it hasn't done it much. But and then a lot of people sued Philip Morris, like, "Hey, you made cigarettes look cool, and Papaw can't breathe, so we need some money." And they paid out millions and millions and millions of dollars in lawsuit costs,
like
Marlboro,
which man.
They have to recoup, and they recoup said money by jacking up the prices, and then they're getting super taxed. I think they're taxed at like some the tobacco taxes. It's not 9%; it's like 40. I'm throwing numbers out here.
Oh, right.
But it's super high. So
it's $10 for a fucking pack of cigarettes.
That's what I'm saying. Sir. It's because of the tax.
What do you know? And I know this ages us. What do you remember a pack? The lowest that you remember a pack of cigarettes?
I used to buy Newport cigarettes for $1.44 a pack.
Okay.
So.
Was it ever weird to you that the brand that was bought the most, and this may be the marketing thing that I've completely missed, but Marlboro, right? Mm-hmm. Marlboro and Newport are two different fucking brands.
Right.
If Marlboro makes a menthol and Newport is menthol, mm-hmm. you would assume that more people would smoke a Marlboro menthol.
Right.
But they don't.
Right.
Do you realize, like, the big number of menthol smokers still are Newport? Like, Newport is a huge fucking...
And the most expensive, last I knew, the most expensive
no.
cigarette, menthol cigarette you could buy. No.
Mine is.
Yours is.
I haven't seen one.
Marlboro Smooth.
Because the Skylines
used to be upwards, though.
Wasn't that weird?
Used to be the cheapest. Then shout out Tupac. They got super popular. And then
did Tupac?
I feel like
horse Tupac pussy. Had something That's to not. Do with it.
That's just a
Tupac Shakur had. Okay, no, I'll give you that.
I think he.
The only reason I want a Phantom is because Wayne talked about it. Yeah, so I get it.
So there you go. But yeah, that's common though. I mean, you know that. That's why product placement is so. That's why these people give these rappers shit like cases of Moet. And back, remember when Moet E40. Was talked about in
what's everything? Moet?
Champagne.
You mean Merlot?
M-E-O-T. M-O-E-T. No, Moet.
No, I don't.
Did I make that up?
Yeah.
I know Merlot. I do know Merlot, but Moet, I think, is a brand of champagne that was really popular in music back at one point in time.
Well, how do you spell it?
M-O-E-T. But yeah, they
throw okay, products. No. But
they throw products at rappers, and then rappers rap about them, and then... More people figure out a way to get said product.
What would you say would be the one thing that was like that or not even a rapper, but just like somebody in big, you know, in influencing
in the public,
yeah,
spotlight,
yeah, that influenced you to buy some. What was the last one? Now, I don't mean what was the very last one.
I mean, I would say that like I tried Prime okay. Drinks because of here, you know, not because of look, but I mean, that is ultimately.
Can I say this out loud? We're trying to bust you up. You didn't just try them, you buy them.
I don't as much anymore.
Oh, okay.
But I did.
I haven't seen you with
them. And I have no issue with it. I would drink one right now, other than the fact that I'm drinking a beer.
That probably doesn't go together.
No, probably not. I wouldn't imagine. What are we hunting for?
Well, I lost my babe.
Oh,
it's in my butthole. Okay.
Well, it's banana flavored, so. I saw a TikTok the other day where somebody said, remember the banana used to be like the food that most resembled a telephone?
Okay, yeah.
But not anymore. It'd be more a Pop-Tart.
Oh.
Because of, cell phones. Cellular devices.
Is that okay? So you hit me with this Pepsi thing the other day, or the Coke and Pepsi machine the other day.
Right.
Now, was that something that you gave to me out of just carnal knowledge from your dome, or is it something?
No, I saw the TikTok.
You did see a TikTok. Yeah. Okay. When I was telling you that today, because we met in Walmart, because you bring my fucking wallet. I'm like, I get up and I'm like, I don't have this.
Man, actually, I don't remember what happened last night. Did I leave my wallet at your house?
It wasn't bad. I know. It was tragic. It was like, I walked out of here. Like, I'm surprised that it wasn't on a forklift. You know what I mean? Like I was not getting around great last night.
Okay. But let's be honest. If we had to get you to the truck, you wouldn't take a forklift. I mean.
Yeah. Well, I'm not fat.
I know, that's why I said, but you said.
I meant just
almost to the point of having to get me out of here with a forklift.
So here's the thing. It's not the fact that I was so fucked up that I couldn't get to the truck. It's like everything grabbed my ADD and was like, look at this.
Right.
Let's talk about this.
Right.
Everything from being like
it didn't help when I put the backpack on that you were already wearing,
yeah,
and then picked you up and carried you around the garage.
Did you really?
You
yeah, you did. Yeah, I did. No, you picked me up like a bag.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay,
because you were wearing the backpack and I also slipped the straps on and then picked you up. Remember, we went tandem,
that's right.
tandem jumpers.
Yeah, but it was back to back.
No, it wasn't back to back.
Yeah,
it was my back to your front, like tandem jumpers. I slipped in front of you, put the straps on.
Oh, yeah.
And then picked you up. Like
we were back to back.
Like, yeah, almost like piggyback style.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just went, you know, we were like nuts to butt. I didn't.
No. Well, I mean,
no.
We were more like nuts to my tailbone. Because I squatted down and then picked you up. Were you like a turtle shell? Oh, okay. You and your backpack.
Yeah, that is fun.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, now I do. It's coming back. Yeah, kind
of. Ask Elena, because she was sitting there watching us run around the garage going, we're tandem jumpers. Do with that what you will.
So something that I did want to talk to you about last night, and then we can talk about it right now. A hot number on TikTok right now.
Give that a try.
This is, I just put that. This is Second Rodeo.
Second Rodeo by Lost 40 Brewery in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's brewed with homegrown Arkansas rice.
Shout out to Lost 40. That's actually really not that bad.
It's a real light beer, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it was. It's something that's comparable to like Bud Light or Coors Light, but it's got more flavor.
Right.
I love it. No, that's really good. I think now, since you showed me that Daywalker, so CT decided to bring...
Day Drinker.
Or Daywalker DJ.
The fuck is a Daywalker? That's on a thing. That's on some kind of...
A Daywalker is a vampire that can walk around during the day. That's a Daywalker.
Well, that seems pretty basic.
You don't like that answer.
I didn't.
No.
I thought.
So tell me why.
Well, I thought a Daywalker was a specific character from a movie or TV show. Like the Daywalkers were like something in, what's that?
I mean, I'll Google it.
What was that real popular TV show with the dragons and shit? I never watched it.
The Lord of the Rings?
No, a TV show. Here recently had a lot of incest and dragons. Not dragon incest.
Like, you got to see, like, two brothers.
I'm pretty sure, like
the Island Boys, but in dragons fucking.
No, I didn't say incest in drag. I said incest and dragons.
What am I looking up? I get it.
Incest and dragons now.
No, I'm not. That is not going in my search history. what'd you call it? You call it,
It was dragons. It was a TV show. I think it was on HBO. May not have been, though. That's funny. I cannot think of the
name. Is it the one with the midget?
I don't think you're supposed to use that word anymore.
Yeah, you can use midget.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to.
For real? Little people. Is that like saying the N-word? Like,
yeah, it's the M-word.
It's... but like, no, I mean...
Yeah, I think it's... they do...
No.
To an extent, I think there's some that don't care, but some that don't like it. It's one of those things.
Has there been a, like, Little People Matter rally about it?
I don't think... No, I
don't think so. The look on your face was really awesome. You were like, did you just say that shit out loud?
I was thinking of the Little People Matter. Oh, like, it took me a second to...
Little Lives Matter?
Yeah, Little Lives Matter.
Jason Aldean.
Okay.
Have you heard it?
It's a country singer.
Yeah. If you're,
yes.
I feel like we got this dragon thing not covered.
We did, and I really want to know what the name of that show was. Just to,
okay. And it's on TV.
Seriously, put in dragons and incest. I guarantee you get it. Dragons and incest TV show. I'll do it to my Google.
Dragon TV show. I'm so sorry. Dragon TV show. Best. Oh, yeah, no, I think it's that weird-ass show, House of the Dragons.
You're close. That was the sequel, and that's House of the Dragon is what came up. That's the sequel to Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is Dragons and Incest.
Can we do this?
Yes.
I'm sorry. No, you tell me what you want to tell me about Dragons and Demons. Or would it, or,
I don't even think... I just think that Daywalkers were a character on there. That's all this came from, was you simply calling the beer by the wrong name. That's what brought about...
Boo.
All of this useless space.
So have you...
As we stated in the About section, two guys doing a podcast poorly
is that what you...
this episode.
Poorly.
I preemptively struck, and I was right.
I feel that's terrible of you. So regardless of the dragon teeth...
Regardless.
Mm-hmm. What'd I say?
No, I was just, every time I hear the word regardless, I think of, there was a comedian and he used to say regardless. had a whole bit around his dad saying regardless and not really knowing what it meant. So he would just use it at random times.
Comedy is a niche that I absolutely love.
I love comedy.
Where do you think we would be as a society without comedians doing what they do? Like, just take comedians out. Like, have you ever listened to a comedian when you're just having a shit day and just been like, oh, that was fucking awesome. He, like, literally brought me back from the brink.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to all comedy podcasts. Or not all, but I listen to a ton of comedy podcasts.
Do you think it's a sign that you need, like, more happiness in your life?
I think it's like
for real.
There's almost a self-medication there with it. But also, I mean, I've got time. I've got to kill time. I'm running a machine. I'm doing, you know, I'm writing a program. I'm doing something. So I'm just, a lot of times I'm doing a task alone by myself. Ugh. So I just have a set of earbuds in. Sounds
fucking miserable.
Pop in a set of earbuds, you know, turn on a comedy podcast and giggle while I make stuff.
I don't necessarily think that's sad. As much as I just think, like...
But how is it any different than somebody putting on music?
You're right.
Putting on music while you're doing it.
No, no. I mean, if you're... Like, because... So, here's the thing. So, name your top five most listened to podcasts. Like, quick, just shoot them off. Name three. The three that you listen to the most.
Are You Garbage, KFC, and Two Bears, One Cave.
All right. Shout out to all those podcasts. So... Mine are on a different level. So on mine, right now, I'm super addicted to Bad Friends.
But it's right there also.
It could be one.
I have a run through and I literally listen to there. It's my entire, it makes up my entire week of when the podcast, the new releases from Monday to Friday, I can listen to all, come Friday, I'm listening to the last one that I have available to listen to. It's literally that, like, set. And Bad Friends is one of those.
I think the reason why, so I'm always interested to see what Joe Rogan has on. I've jumped on his dick just like you've been for years. I always want to know who's he talking to. Well, then finally I thought to myself, you know what, even if I don't know who this person is, the only Joe Rogan ones that I don't listen to are the ones with the MMA fighters. Like the MMA breakdowns or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not big on the...
It doesn't.
It's fight heavy, I'm not big on it. Even if he just has a guest that he goes fight heavy with. Which, unfortunately, he did with Dave Portnoy.
Really? Like
when he had Portnoy on, he went kind of heavy in the fight talk. And Portnoy, like, you know, entertained it and, like, talked, you know, with what knowledge he had. But he's not really a fight guy. So they really didn't get into some of the stuff that they could have gotten into, especially the two of them, because they both got attacked by the same, they got the smear campaigns that hit both of them came from the same location. So
Google?
There was stuff that could have been talked about. No, I mean the actual people that were curating the
hate content.
Yeah.
Cancel culture.
Yeah. The shoveling out of the content.
He survived.
In masses.
He survived a big,
both of them did.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Listening to
really well, Rogan just wrote it out. And Dave Portnoy turned around and attacked it, like, completely head on. Like, fought it tooth and nail. And, like, has been, and did very well by doing so. But at, like, I guess, at the behest of his attorneys, saying this isn't a good idea, he would release videos going, no, this bitch is a liar, and I'll tell you why. Here's the receipts. And he showed, like, all the shit. So,
yeah. And here's the thing. And at some point, knowing now, does he have the platform to clear his name? Absolutely.
Right.
Just like any big influencer, I'm like, yeah, you have your ability to clear your name, but I'll never forget the one thing that you said to me. I don't even remember what we were talking about, but you were like, bad press is press.
Oh, yeah. It's always bad press. Any press is good press.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I don't want to play that avenue, like say something that I don't mean to get listeners or views or whatever. But at the same time, it's really enticing. It's the idea of it is like, we could just fucking go 110% against everything that we believe. We could legit have a podcast or a platform based upon something that we believe nothing in.
Oh, yeah, just spew rhetoric to. So, and to that note, so talking about, so this, you brought it up earlier, you started to touch on it, but the Jason Aldean thing.
Right.
So he has that town. He has a town. It's Jason Aldean Town. It's in Oklahoma.
Because we have not discussed this.
Right.
So this is completely and totally
so
fresh.
The Jason Aldean song that came out that some people are claiming is racist or has racial undertones. He literally does say nothing about race. Race is not mentioned.
So the song that he's talking about is Try That in a Small Town.
Right. So
have you listened to it?
I have not listened to it front to back, but I've listened to here's what I've done. I've actually listened to where the people who are claiming that it has these racial undertones. I've listened to the parts that they point out, the parts that they want to exemplify where he says, and then just like a pastor in church, they say, this is what it means. And it's like, well, now that's your interpretation, sir. So I've listened to those. And so, no, I haven't listened to the whole song, but
emergency. I need a vape
right here. I side with, it's not racial. However,
shout out to Jim Barr.
However, though.
Oh shit, we're gonna smash on this.
I do wonder.
Go for it. Say it. I love your conspiracy theory.
On somewhat piggybacking off of Morgan Wallen's success, when his neighbor
when he yelled the N word,
recorded him yelling the N word, and then the people came for him, and it wound up making him stronger, increasing his album sales immensely because of the backing where people got behind him and said, hey, it wasn't intentional. It wasn't negative. He wasn't calling somebody that they used some common sense. And they said, in turn, not only are we not going to cancel him, if we like him, we're going to listen to him. But even people who maybe didn't listen to him before
now
listen to him, and album sales went through the roof for him, and his tour sales and his concert sales.
So is it the Pepsi and Coke machine? It's the Pepsi and Coke machine.
No, because that's giving you, that's the idea behind that was just giving you choices.
Right.
So many choices.
So what, as basic as it is, but the choice is what? The choice is, do you support him or you don't? And that, do you go left, do you go right, do you go?
The only reason that doesn't work is that still only works in a certain mindset where people are constantly trying to look for ways to prove what team they belong on. I'm not a person that operates that way. So like when I saw that whole thing, I was like, oh yeah, he probably didn't mean a racial thing by it. I don't think he should be canceled. I don't care if he still makes music. I'm not going to go out and buy his album still because I wouldn't buy a Jason Aldean album. That's okay. It's not my vibe.
So it's not the Coco Pepsi.
Right.
Thanks for making me feel like
no
fucking
problem.
Shitty.
It's more so just correcting.
You say no problem? You're welcome.
That's what I'm here for. But no, I just couldn't help, the skepticism in me couldn't help but wonder. This song has been out since May. We're now in July. Nothing has been made of this until all of a sudden. Now,
which has been within the last week, would you not say?
Yes.
Okay.
But there are a couple stimulating factors in that. Extenuating factors in that.
I like stimulating factors.
It could be a stimulating factor as well, but the fact that there is now a music video for it. And that's kind of where I think everything semi-started. Because I think some of the visual depictions in the...
Are a courthouse where people had been hung.
Maybe so. I don't know about that. I heard the showing like video clips of riots where maybe you would have maybe there was a large number of black people shown, running out of stores with stuff in these video clips. There was a portion where there was like newspaper clippings kind of laid out and people freeze framed and zoomed into the newspaper clippings and then found the articles. And those articles were about things from like the Jim Crow era, things like that. So there was, racial undertones in the visual depictions, that was done. Now, whether or not Jason Aldean has, like, sits there in the studio and watches his videos get made and is a real creator, and he's involved in it, or is he just kind of off, and it's like, okay, now he has a team of directors that are making his music video for him, and maybe they show it to him, and he's looking at it, and he's like, yeah, that's cool. But we wouldn't put up with riots in our town. Not black people doing something. He might have said, yeah, we wouldn't put up with riots in our small town. We'd make sure those businesses were protected. Yeah, we wouldn't do this. We wouldn't do that. Oh, newspaper clippings. Yeah, visual effect. He didn't look at those newspaper clippings or whatever. But also, I'm sorry to keep stepping on things with other things, but those newspaper clippings, because they were pointed out by somebody who did a TikTok video, and that's where I get all my news and facts. So,
did you? Okay.
So there was this person on TikTok showed.
I spit on that.
But this person was pointing out on TikTok these newspaper clippings, and they were like, okay, we took this newspaper clipping and we went into the archives and we found a dying man.
No, I'm good. All right, go ahead. Back at you.
We found the full article that this was taken from, and this article was about, and I will not try to necessarily do it justice because I don't remember exactly what it was.
We don't do facts here anyways.
It was basically like a white guy that had done something.
Sorry.
I think in favor of a black guy. He was somehow in favor of a black guy. And because of the racial times, because this was in the 50s, I believe, this newspaper clipping.
Right.
In the 50s. And he experienced all this negativity, like death threats and people threatening to attack him and so on and so forth, calling him an N-lover, calling him, all sorts of names. And so...
What the fuck is an N-lover?
Okay.
Sorry, my bad.
So I was like... And that's what this article depicted. And I was like, okay, so they're talking about obviously a very... This newspaper article obviously points out a time in history where things were terrible, things were awful, racism was rampant, to the point, like, very in-your-face racism. Not like, oh, is this racist, is this not, but very blatantly, black people aren't allowed to do this. I mean, that was the era when a newspaper article could print the word N-word lover. It was, you know what I mean? Like, it was that era of time. Now, because of that, this black person that was making this TikTok was stating this as a case as to why this had racial, undertones and things like that. And I was like, well, if they're only focusing on the racism in that article, maybe that could be correct. But why didn't they choose to focus on the article was about a white guy that had done something for? A white guy who was not racist, who was doing something for and to help, and ended up himself being persecuted and hated and, and ridiculed because of what he did for another race. So why did they choose to see the negative possibility versus the positivity of what the article, I believe, was actually saying? So it's all about how you view something as to, if you choose to see, I can find negative stuff in a cupcake. Sprinkles. Fuck a sprinkle.
Let me ask you this. On the same note.
Sprinkles?
How long? No. Not a the note of the sprinkles. No. But how hard do you feel like you try to focus on the good and somehow it just comes out to where everybody thinks that you're being negative?
I don't feel that I get that a lot. If I'm trying to be positive, I'm pretty sure everybody gets when I'm trying to be positive.
Except for me.
Because I'm negative. We just don't ever get to see it. But no, when I'm being negative, it's very obvious. When I'm being positive, I think I get that across well. I feel like I get my point across to most people pretty well.
Yeah.
And when I don't, I truly feel like it's their fault. And that may be narcissism.
No.
Textbook definition. Listen. But at the same time,
Actually, I am going to put you on blast. Okay. So here's the thing. I can honestly, when this is done, when we're dead, buried, someone can look back at these and be like, oh, these are just two best friends that sat down with mics in front of them.
Right.
And they tried. They
sometimes struggled. Pointed the wrong way.
Right. No, the entire time.
Sometimes. No, we used to use the microphones correctly, and then we took a year off or 1 year sabbatical, and we came back not knowing how to use microphones. We put it, like, where does this phone part go?
Really?
Sorry.
Trained around it. Oh, no, it's just you, and it's how... I've known you for a long time. Sometimes, even in your, this is before the AT was even in prime, you were single, and I thought that sweater was a cat for just a 5 seconds.
Totally understand. Like,
you have a small animal inside your house.
Right, which is possible. I live in the country.
Ugh.
You could have a raccoon sneak in.
Anyhow. Terrible choice of words. So, I just remember just like telling this girl to like fucking, he needs a lap dance. And I remember like you look at you.
Oh,
being,
God. Okay. No, you need no, to no, get no, more. No,
with more context. All right. I am not always a matchmaker, but when I do it awesome.
Are you talking about, you're talking about New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was New Year's Eve at your old house.
Yeah.
And you didn't say lap so dance. You didn't say lap dance. You said, go sit on his lap. Because there wasn't any other seats. And I wasn't getting up on account of not being a gentleman. No, it was just these chicks showed up. And I had no idea who they were. Did you have any idea who she was?
I didn't know who she was. I was just trying to get you laid.
To this day, do you know who she was?
Still no.
Okay, neither do I. Like, she could walk up to me.
But you could have, motherfucker. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it was an introduction of, like, different kind of love.
No.
It could have been a love that would put your fucking cat in a microwave. I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, no.
I said, maybe just penetration.
I found out.
It was just penetration.
I found out all I needed to find out in.
Say it, motherfucker.
What, 2.5 minutes?
Say it, motherfucker. If you say, just because she listened to you. I'm going to choke you.
Listen to me. What are you talking about?
No, she listened to me. The only reason that she did it was because, or that, I was going somewhere with that.
Yeah. So. Okay, so she walked over and plopped down in my lap.
Got it.
She plopped down in my lap.
After I told her, there's a C
yeah,
right
you
there.
Said there's a C right there. She said, okay, she plops down my, still don't know who this chick is, plops down my lap. Hey, how are you? I'm doing good. She was cute, from what I remember.
Oh, yeah. No, she was hot.
And then she just rammed her tongue down my throat.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
At which point I picked her. Whoever it was that was sitting next to me got up. I grabbed her by the waist, picked her up, and set her down in the seat next to me. And it was like, and she was clawing, just pawing at me. So Justin
awesome,
Bieberish.
Bro. So awesome.
But
bro.
She was, and I was just like, okay. And I got up and I went in the house and it was like, this, because somebody who acts like that is, there's something not right somewhere.
Most
and
people
just,
would beg for a bitch to do that to them.
I'm just saying. Here's the thing. Yes. But when you reached the age of 40, you start going.
Oh yeah, no.
You start weighing all the other things that you know what it means. Back when you're,
but at that moment in time, if I were you, just you were single, you didn't have.
Yeah, I know.
But just listen, hear me out, because this is the difference between me and you. I want you to finish that. But I've just been like, as soon as she rammed her. Remember, no names were exchanged, no nothing, and then she rams her tongue down your throat, and then you're like, "Hey, my name's Ben.
Right.
And then you, like, spend the 40 or 50 bucks to, like, get a motel, get it done, and then drop her
bang
off.
Bang it out, get the clap, and head home.
And then get the clap. Jesus Christ, man. Are you a fool? Do you not wrap your tool?
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. Greatest line ever. Greatest line ever. I'll never, ever.
Hold on. Can we go back to this after school special slogan you just hit me with?
Hold on. What's the after school special?
Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Right. Is that?
So, and I remember, how is that? Why is that relevant? And then I thought to myself, Boys in the Hood is probably one of the greatest movies I've ever watched. Lawrence Fishburne.
I've seen it.
Says to his son, he goes, you having sex? Blah, blah, blah. He was like, yeah, I'm wearing rubbers. He was like, or pull out something to that effect. And he was like, that doesn't keep your dick from falling off. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like his pull out game wasn't tight or something. Right. But I'll never forget that. I was like, oh man. True. I mean, like, even if you don't like fully commit, you could accidentally like dump some stuff.
You might not pop a kid,
right?
But you can still.
Yeah. Right. And then I remember condoms being like so awesome to me. Anyways,
I loved condoms.
Yeah. Well, I didn't love them. But
was
like,
it the taste or the feel?
Oh God, I'm gonna punch you in the mouth right now. For real?
I'm just asking.
Okay.
I know which one you like better.
So the Morgan Wallen song was. It is or is not
Jason
racist.
Aldean.
Jason Aldean.
The Jason what did I say? Aldean, Morgan Wallen.
Yes.
So they both wear jeans, right? So no, the Jason Aldean. I don't think it was intended to be racist.
But I do
wonder if it was a PR stunt.
It could have been.
I mean, so you've got this song. It's been.
It's
out.
Teetering. Can we be honest? If you take in the inside of a lot of white people, whether liberal, Republican, whatever. I'm not saying that there's an undertone, but if they picked up on it, then I need to look into it. And as I looked into it, it just seemed a little. There's a whole lot of ways to depict a small town and shit that isn't allowed in it than showing shit that isn't in a small town. Because here's the thing.
Those Portland riots didn't happen in a small town. So, but I guess that's what he was saying. It was like, try that shit in a small town. Mm-hmm. It was like, well, nobody is, Jason. He's like, yeah, but just try it. You know, it's that guy that was like, you know, he's like, I could have stopped 9/11 if I was on those planes. You know, it's.
But you weren't, so sit down and shut the fuck up.
It's like, yeah, he's just doing one of those.
Let's try not to relive it. I get it. I do.
A fucking box cutter. Been cut with a box cutter before. I got this bad bitch I met one night. She shoved her tongue down my throat. Next thing I know, 6 months later, she's coming at me with a box cutter.
Okay, so, listen. On that point of inappropriate relationships, I may have ensued that. You know what I mean? Like, I may have set her in that path, and I apologize. You should have finished.
You said sick'em boy, but...
Is that what I said?
Yeah, no, probably not. I would hope you would say sick'em girl. It was dark, but it wasn't that dark.
But the idea is, if that could have been done. It could have.
Oh, no, I could have. Yeah, no, I could have banged her on your toolbox and banged everybody. That's what I'm saying. This girl didn't make good decisions.
But it's something you could have, like, told your grandkids about one day, I guess. I don't know.
I don't think you're supposed to do. I don't remember Granny sitting me down and telling me all the time she's been banged on a toolbox.
Yeah, but did Grandpa. Not tell you how many times
he's
been banged.
Grandpa. Sorry. My dad was like the typical age of a grandpa when I was born. So
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I come from old seed. Legit. Like the seeds that were planted that made this plant, them bitches was dusty. Like, you know how people talk about
it? You said, hold on.
We should call this the Let's Cough About It podcast.
Listen, you said I come from old seed.
I do.
Can we isolate
this? Some like heirloom shit going on that made this tomato.
That's fucking awesome.
Potato.
If you ever, sorry, I did not mean to push this. If you ever had an inappropriate relationship with
another species?
No.
Okay.
With somebody who was circumstantially older than you. Like, I don't mean like you could take a 15-year-old kid, and if he's good looking, he could be mistaken for however, and an 18-year-old girl would be stupid enough to do that.
But you're talking like
a big age gap. Like an inappropriate age gap.
Yeah. There was, so when I was, okay, so when I was 13, my sisters lived in an apartment complex. And two sisters. Two of my
three sisters. They lived together?
Okay, here's the funny thing. No, they didn't. I had two sisters.
I'm trying not to be that dude, because you're like my best friend with older sisters. And I'm just like, what are they doing? Cool shit. I'm
right.
Not trying to do all Pornhub, but I'm trying to do all
Pornhub. They didn't live together. Okay. And both of them were married with kids at the time. Because remember, old seed, I came along way late. I was born as basically an only child, because all of my four other siblings were grown and out of the house and were starting their own families when I popped up and was like, hey, can I join the crowd?
You got room for one more?
Popped out of mom's bay doors and was like, what's up?
What the fuck? Did you say bay doors?
Whatever, I don't know. I don't remember what they look like. But, so... So my sisters lived in the same apartment complex. My sister and her asshole husband managed said apartment complex.
Oh, but okay.
And then there was these two guys that surfed, skated, made surfboards, made skateboards, had a business together, got high all the time, grew weed on the back patio. And then
sound like awesome people. They
were cool guys.
Okay, great. Okay.
And the next,
I just wanted to make sure that we are on the positive side of
that. And the next. The next apartment over was my youngest of three sisters and her husband and kids. And then across the way, there were three other apartments. So it was like three facing three.
Okay.
And the parking lot in the middle. And in the corner lot was, or in the corner apartment was this.
This has got to be the reason why you're giving me
the layout.
Yeah, because this is
to prove
awesome.
That it's true.
No,
it's nothing like
but,
that.
But you're gonna tell me something freaky happened.
It's just this is like nothing freaky, but it was just like
you remember what the question was.
I remember. Right? Like, okay, I hung out. Yes,
in inappropriate relationship,
and this
so,
would
like,
be
this would be,
but it would be considered not okay. So anyway, chick in the corner lived there. Her name was Victoria. She lived there with
Vicky.
She lived there with her two, she had two small children, twin girls. My guess was 3 to 4, somewhere in that neighborhood. I don't even remember how, I mean, she was friends with my sister and her husband. They all talked, everybody just kind of talked. It was a little community parking lot.
So this person is as old as your oldest?
She was 26 when I was like 12, 13.
Okay. Can we do math? Look, that's inappropriate. Can we agree with that?
What is it? Not no, said
no,
nothing.
No, I know.
Said
I met a person. Here, no, no, the age.
I can meet
indifference if, for the story, for the onset
happened,
of the story.
If something
is inappropriate,
12-year-old.
Because
a
I ask you, the question was: is have you ever had an inappropriate? And then this is the story you bring to my face. So I just want to make sure. All right, no, go ahead. Victoria, 26.
Victoria,
26. CT, 13.
Right. So, I don't remember how the interaction or relationship began, but we hung out a lot. It was like, I was over there a lot because I babysat my sister and her husband's kids because my sister liked to play bingo. And so they would go off and play bingo. I would watch the kids at night. And then throughout the day, I was there, you know, hanging out because I was going to have to watch them again that night. because she really liked me.
Yeah, I was going to say, so she had a bingo addiction?
Yeah, it was a bingo addiction that lasted for a long time. My mother was involved, my sister, her husband for a little while. Yeah, it was my other sister got in on it as well as her husband. It was tragic.
It was daubers like a family, everywhere. Family business. Daubers.
It was daubers everywhere, like an old folks home. So I would go and I would babysit the kids. But then during the day, it was like, okay, I would go over and I would hang out with Victoria. Like we would watch movies. And in general, just hang out. She would bitch about her boyfriend. Like she would take a phone call and I could tell she was talking to her boyfriend or a guy.
So what were you doing while she was taking these phone calls? Were you like playing Nintendo?
No, I was just like hanging on the couch because prior to that, we had been talking.
Okay, so but you realize the difference between like her inviting you over or you were just in the yard and she was like, hey, come on in.
Right. Want some lemonade?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm like in my mind, I have no idea what this bitch looks like. But in my mind, she looks like Claudia Schiffer with just like an apron on being like, do you want to come inside? It's really hot outside. You know? And then, so it's not like you were 13 years old chilling with a 26-year-old woman. That's not how it was. You were like just chilling with your homie because it's not like you were doing something else and then you're just like, but she has to pick up her phone and you're just sitting there chilling.
Yeah.
There's a difference when you describe something like that because you're like, I was playing Kung Fu or like,
yeah, playing Nintendo or something.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Because that's how old you are.
Tyson, my Tyson's punch out.
No, wasn't even there yet, bro.
Was to you, fucker.
Or the greatest thing is you're just like 13 years old and you're chilled out on our couch because you guys were in some sort of weird conversation prior to this phone call. So that needs to be painted. Needs to be painted.
We were hanging out, sitting on the couch. Most of the time, we would hang out on the couch, watch TV, watch a movie, whatever, talk. I would occasionally give her foot rubs. And then...
Okay, hold on, pause. Hold on. So, I don't know a 13-year-old boy that would just... Never mind. Go ahead, continue. So, just remember what it was like to be the 13-year-old boy. Yeah, I'd have rubbed anything.
Like so, and here we go. So, talking about, you filed this under the category of inappropriate relationship or inappropriate, you know, whatever.
So, I mean, we don't have a Rolodex or anything.
Situation. So here, this is the, I'll paint the picture for you. Sitting on the couch. Oh, man. She's sitting there. She's usually in a pair of cotton shorts, mid-thigh, t-shirt, no bra.
Do I need, she had big tits.
Just nice, just average. Just, size. There was no, was just, no, I mean, awesome. They were just good tits. They weren't like, they weren't big. They weren't, oh, wow.
They're a great rack.
The kind of tits where you could wear them under a t-shirt, you wouldn't know you didn't have a bra on. They held up well. You could have a bra on, but the fact that
she had chest huggers is what you call it. All right, that's good. No, like, so there wasn't a little jiggle.
Right, it was just everything. So
I had to.
So, and then nothing. She wasn't gorgeous, but she was definitely pretty. I mean, just she was very good looking, but she wasn't just like.
Are you misremembering?
No, I'm just saying, no. True story.
Okay.
And
I'm just asking.
So, and I'll tell you why. I can, not that this backs that up, but I'll tell you why.
Because you're so secretly in love with her.
No.
Oh, go ahead. What are you saying?
So 13 now, she would be 58 today.
Brings on a totally different question, but go ahead.
So, but I, so we'd be sitting there on the couch. She'd kick her feet up in my lap. Hey, will you rub my feet? Sure. Rub her feet.
Oh, so you were her little pimp slave.
I was, yeah. I mean, she was just like,
oh, she and that's asked how, you for, oh, rub yeah, my feet.
So it's like, you know, you have to keep in mind, like, I,
you were her bitch.
Probably.
That's awesome. So just then, because I know you today and like that would never fly. That's awesome.
And then that's not true. AT kicks her feet up in my lap and says, "What you're on feet? I will always rub her feet."
After giving
and
her,
she didn't even listen to this, so I'm saying that with just my chest out. But so basically, no, and then there were just a few other times, a couple other times where, you know, I'd give her shoulder rub, back rub, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So never anything like over the top inappropriate, but no, nothing. Did right, not like, not so, that transpired.
Let's say
but, they,
that's like, but I, average whatever gap that you were there. Yeah, it was a week. Just 5 days. You just stayed there because you had kids to watch home.
No, no. This has been over. This was over time. I went there just nearly every weekend.
Okay, no, that's what I'm saying. Your longest stint. Your right. longest stint there. 4 or 5 days, maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah, 3 days.
So in 4 or 5 days, you mean to tell me
it wasn't every day? I mean, okay. It. As a whole, I would
how
say.
It, how did
I would
it
say
start? How did it start? I
that's wanna, what I'm honestly. I, okay.
Would she just come out and be like, "Hey, CT, you want to come in the yard?"
No. It was.
Relive it right now.
It was no. I mean, no, it
I
was.
Mean, I want you to actually relive it.
Essentially, essentially, what it boiled down to was the age that I was at. I was at that age where I was there to babysit my nieces. So my nieces are roughly like 6 and 2 and. You know, just little.
You said 3, 4 earlier.
No, that was her kids. That was Victoria's
kids. Oh, yeah, I bet. All
right. But I was over on the other side proving I could take care of kids, so she would want me. So, but I would babysit my
nieces. Call me daddy.
But then, like, aside from baby, the reason I always enjoyed doing it and the reason I babysat my sister's kids for free for years, and this goes for all my sisters, was because... It was
you
cool.
Didn't have anything else
it was cool going to their. It was cool going to their house and hanging out because right. I lived in a shit town, like lived in a shit town. But going to they were like going from like you know where New Blaine is and most anybody mm-hmm. listening in this right. area is going to know. So as a comparison, they were it was like living in New Blaine, and then but your sister lived in Russellville. So
oh, but
what, okay. where would you rather spend your weekend?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Oh, cool. So you went to like a summer seclusion place and then within multiple weeks couldn't close a deal with the chick that obviously wanted you. Yeah, no, I get it. I hear it all. I hear it all.
Appreciate that, bro. So. But.
What's the most inappropriate thing that happened? That.
It, honestly, it was probably the.
Did you give her an upper thigh massage? You can tell me.
I guess as inappropriate as it got was there was I was going to sleep at my sister's house. I'm trying to remember, I don't remember exactly what was going on. I do remember this was right before I moved to Arkansas. Literally days before I moved to Arkansas.
Okay.
But I remember being in I was in the kid's room, and I was laying down to go to sleep. But it was like a kid's bed. And I was 13, but I was obviously bigger in a kid's bed.
Right.
So it was like feet were kind of like up on the foot
right.
board of the bed, the little foot board of the bed type thing. Yeah, right, like feet it. Are sticking out of a little fucking Snoopy blanket or whatever. So I'm laying there, and she came in and said, say goodnight, whatever. I don't know why she was there.
Yeah, why was she in your sister's house?
That's what, well, because, okay, so you asked how we met. The reason we met was because she obviously hung out, like her and my sister and my brother-in-law
okay.
all talked, hung out, went over, let's go drink at your house, let's go drink at my house. Like,
see,
you know, that
it's
kind
the
of thing.
Difference
and
between
I
saying
was,
that she knew my sister and my brother-in-law.
And I said it. The
yeah,
listeners
you did.
Heard it, but you didn't.
No, shut the fuck up.
My
what
podcast
I'm you
co-host
is...
didn't hear it with headphones on and me talking right into his head.
But knowing somebody and chilling with them, hanging out with them, like she would be at your house late, That's what I'm
okay,
saying.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. No, so they would hang out. And that's what I started.
So they were chill.
That's what I started.
You think your sister was like, you need to try to bang my bro.
No, I think she was probably against it. My brother-in-law was all for it.
Well, of course.
But because I do remember jokes being made about, like, I was going to go hang out at Victoria's house. And, like, my sister was like, what? And I was like.
Did your sister ever go have the talk with her?
I don't think so. It's better not.
That's probably ready to get your pussy, bitch.
don't be a cock blocker for the cock that ain't going nowhere. But so,
so she walks into your bedroom. You're asleep.
So basically, she went. It wasn't my bedroom. It was.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, so she walked in. I was going to sleep. She was like, "Hey, you know, it was like, I don't. It was like a. It was basically like in a weird. It was like a good night or a goodbye. Maybe she was leaving. I don't know. I can't remember what the situation was. A lot of years ago. 32 years. That hurt. When I said 32, I felt my heart go. Yeah, you just lost a few beats. But,
yeah. Now you realize
that's what
how
we
old
call a pause. But she came in and she was like, you know, good night, whatever. And she looked at my feet hanging off, and she said, "Wow, you're big." And then I.
Buried
said,
your cock in her? No, you fucking. What did you do?
I don't
did
know.
You shy away?
I don't
like
know
the
what.
Fucking Pillsbury Doughboy.
I don't remember what I said. All I remember is what I should have said.
Right. We could make
times.
An awesome but porn based solely upon like that whole buildup.
So,
oh my God.
So then she knelt down, gave me a peck on the lips, said goodnight, and left. And then I was like, I'm
pitching a tent.
Yeah. Like, I was like, the Snoopy blank was, that Snoopy blanket was just spinning on top of it like pizza dough on an Italian's delicate finger. Like, just.
I mean, that's a game changer.
So
that'll fuck you up.
Yeah, it did.
That will fuck you up.
So then within days, I was headed to Arkansas. And it was just like.
Then she stops chopping
you know,
the pictures and the snapper.
Of course, on the, no, there was no.
I'm just kidding. You're
sure
so that. Old. I'm like the email would have taken 3 weeks to get.
Can you carve that shit out in stone? Send it to me by horseback. But no, she. Of course, afterward, I kicked myself in the ass a multitude of times for not throwing caution to the wind, so to speak, whatever, doing. It's been relentless because, I mean, she was terrible decisions on her part. terrible decisions.
Like regret?
But people.
Or.
No, terrible
oh,
decisions
okay.
on her part to make. Like, she shouldn't, at 26, she shouldn't be making moves on a 13-year-old.
Because
now,
she'd be a fucking pedophile.
Now, with that said, though.
You were so slick.
People talk
cunning.
About the trauma. No, people talk about the trauma that, you know, it's like.
Are you about to back pedophilia?
So here's...
You're about to back pedophilia?
Just abortion.
You're about to back...
I'm not now.
No, go ahead. No. Like,
no,
go.
So I'm just saying that when these...
Penal
when you hear
support.
These... When you hear
penal
these...
Okay, I'm done. Go.
When you hear these stories about these teachers that quote unquote take advantage of these 16-year-old students and these, you know, these,
you know
and,
what I say,
and
to
they're
that?
Like
lucky 16-year-old,
right? I mean, and that's the metaphor. And people don't like that. People don't like it when you say that. But here's the part of it that's true. Being somebody kind of on the other side of it, let me be an advocate for like a chosen few.
Right.
I was 13 and I had 26-year-old pussy thrown at me. Essentially, possibly, more than likely, there was an opportunity. There would have been an opportunity had I pursued things a little differently that I could have bedded this chick.
Correct.
Pretty sure of that.
Question.
No, she wouldn't have been impressed.
So,
stamina,
so
maybe.
What portion of that was like super impactful? Yeah, I used that word correctly, didn't I? I knew that.
Like what portion of that situation?
Yeah.
That portion.
Like that fucked you up. It had to fuck you up.
No, and that's just, what fucked me up about it, I guess, was me not, it became one of those like a regret on my fart. On my fart. I mean, I'm committed. On my part to not, you know, that I didn't
close the deal.
That I didn't close the deal.
Because you're the bitch.
Knowing that. No, 100%. But it was like, and that's all it boiled down to. It boiled down to the fear of like, is my 13-year-old brain reading this wrong because I really like Penthouse Letters, that this 26-year-old smoke show that has an adult boyfriend with a fucking car is interested in a 13-year-old that, you know, plays basketball and
purple overalls. How much in your head? How much in your head? If we were to look up all
that. Bypassed right by purple overalls. Go ahead.
I said purple overalls?
No, I did.
Oh.
I said a 13-year-old wearing purple overalls, and you just let it go. Like, that was totally cool.
I wasn't worried about it.
True story, though. That one's strap off. Crisscross, baby.
So, well, I wonder what the statistics are, if you were to, like, Google it. What would there be a teacher that was later fired for maybe sexually in her 50s? Mm-hmm. You know, been like, oh, this is the cat that I need. I want him this size. Like, fun size.
But I guess, like I said, in my mind, it was like I could be reading this completely wrong. It's like she could literally be like, there are, again, what I was going to say earlier, I had big sisters, like much older sisters, that were like, you know, it's like,
how much of that could have been her inner desire to just have you worship her? Think about that.
Exactly. Like, that could have. That's awesome. That's what I mean. It's like, there's part of me that's going, oh, yeah. So she kicks her feet up in my lap, like, hey, rub my feet. And it's like me, of course, the horny side of me is going, oh,
I'll touch you anything you want me to.
She likes me. She likes me.
You mean to bite these toenails?
Why isn't it just like a stripper concept where she's sitting there going, well, this little fucking rugrat, you know, this little,
because we haven't seen strippers yet at that
this
age,
silly little,
that's why.
But my point is, it's like I could be reading this all wrong. She may just, it's like, I'm gonna get this little loser kid to rub my feet while I watch this movie. I'm gonna get this little kid to rub my back while I watch this movie.
Or maybe she was that creepy friend when you were like, you know, she'd like say something to your brother and sister, be like, what are y'all doing tonight, blah 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 blah, I don't see T's over there. You're taking a leak, she's like, oh my god.
But no,
God knows. You know what I mean?
Like, so the thing of it is looking with the ability to look back on it, I go, oh, well, no, because we actually hung out and talked a lot. Like, you know, it was, I guess, I don't know if I.
She was 26 year old, two kids in California, right?
Mm-hmm.
One question I got to ask.
What does a 13-year-old bring to the table for conversation?
No. Oh. No. And I've never asked this, but I want to be. Like, did she have, like, special needs?
Like, her?
Yeah.
No. You think only...
No. I there wasn't anything wrong. Like, she didn't, like, one thing I never asked you was, like,
did she have lazy eyes?
No, or, like, did these feet come out of a wheelchair?
She was she was blind, and I did deepen my voice.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Go ahead.
Walked in on wooden blocks to make me taller. No, there was nothing wrong with her. She was okay, and that was the other thing. So,
and I'm
on the way to Arkansas, I know. On the way to Arkansas, there was a portion of that ride because we drove driving to Arkansas where I was riding with just me and my brother-in-law. Because my brother-in-law and my sister that lived in that apartment complex, not the ones that managed it, but the other two.
Right. They came with you to Arkansas.
They moved to Arkansas as well at the same time that me and my parents did. So on our way to Arkansas, we were in the car, and we, of course, this came up because he played me the song by Garth Brooks.
Did she dedicate you a love song?
No.
Oh,
he played me the song by Garth Brooks.
You're killing this fucking porn for me. Like, this, you just go ahead.
I told you. So anyway, but. What's the Garth Brooks song where he moves in with an older woman over the summer to like help take care of her land because she's a widower, and then he winds up like banging her out all
That's
summer.
That's not Garth Brooks.
That's Garth Brooks.
No,
100% Garth Brooks. 100%. Like, I will smash all of her audio equipment to prove it. I don't know why that would prove it, but yes.
Okay,
Garth Brooks. Fucking an old bitch on the summer. That's what it needs to. That's Make that your Google search.
Country music, inappropriate relationship with a young man.
Jesus Christ. Now we got to look at Hootie and the Blowfish's shit.
Really?
Shout out, Hootie. I don't know what you do in your spare time.
I don't think it is, though, but I think, and I'm not a country music person, but an inappropriate relationship with a older woman.
It was That Summer is what it was called by Garth Brooks. I went to work for her that summer.
You're right. I'm so glad you won that, because even if I had won that one, I'd be like, I didn't have anything to really gain from that.
So
I'm glad you won that one.
But so he played
me
this song.
And we do this shit all the time.
And the lyrics, you know, they basically, I mean, I didn't like do manual labor for this woman.
Yes, but you had to touch your fucking ass feet.
She had to be. Stop. Yeah, don't talk about her.
So, okay. Have you looked for her?
No, not at all. Not like I don't even know her last name. I know that sounds like a Carrie Woods or Carrie Underwood song, but
okay.
But no, I don't.
You honestly haven't even tried?
No, I mean, like, what would I do? Go to Facebook and search all Victorias?
I mean,
it's going to be a minute.
That's a stalker start to it. But, or like maybe do some digging. See if your sister remembers your last name or.
No. No, I should bring it up to my sister, though. It's like, hey, you remember Victoria? I could have banged her, right?
and then just fucking roll on.
And I
which sister
so my brother-in-law.
Which?
The one that lives here.
Oh, okay. Bet.
But yeah, so my brother-in-law.
What's your really hot sister's name? Can't remember.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to say names. But,
yeah, listen, I don't know if you know how hot your sister is, but she's a smoke show.
Okay, so this happened when I was in high school.
Oh, same sister?
Yeah, that sister you're talking about and my sister that currently still lives in California.
Okay.
Because now I've had two sisters migrate to Arkansas, just one of them a year later than the other one.
Right.
So she, there was my high school year in Dardanelle. One of my high school years in Dardanelle. One of the times I was in Dardanelle. I bounced back and forth a lot during high school. I went to Dardanelle 3 separate times. But over a 3-year period.
Special needs classes weren't a standard or what?
No, special needs are definitely a standard in Dardanelle. but it was,
fuck.
No, so what it was, we were, I remember being, my sister from California was visiting at the time, and my parents lived in New Blaine. And my sister, my oldest sister and her were in town. They were in Dardanelle at the time by some coincidence. So I was in Votech. We used to jump on a bus in Dardanelle in the morning, go to Russellville High School,
right,
build houses. Come back.
Free labor.
Yeah.
So we did this out.
So we're on our way back into Dardanelle. And
please
we
fix
get
this
to,
in my small town.
We get to the intersection and I hear my buddy DJ say, oh shit, look at these chicks. And then it's like every dude, which is everybody pretty much
right,
on the bus, is plastered on the window, then they're like going. So everybody's trying to get to the window. So I'm getting to the window, and it's like I look out the window, and there sits a car with both of my sisters in it. And I was just like, damn. So then, long story short, we get back to school. My I tell my niece, who goes to school there as well, I tell her about DJ just going bonkers over her mom. And we're all picking on DJ about it. Well, then a few days later, a few weeks later, whatever it was, can't remember. We're all at lunch one day. And my older sister came up to the school to bring my niece something. And it was like, hey, I need you to do me a favor. Told her real quick, like what the deal was with DJ. And then brought her into the cafeteria. And I was like, DJ, here's my sister that you saw at the intersection that you thought was such a bad... Yeah, that you thought was
she
so good looking.
Or did you not tell her it was coming?
No, I told her. Oh. I told her I did it to like embarrass. And he was like, hi. And I was like, yeah, this is so-and-so's mom. It was just so.
And that's why you're such a prick.
Yeah. But it was fun, though. But I had a girl pull a gun on me one time and ask me to show her my penis.
See, shit like that has never happened to me. Okay. Can we go? I just wanted to know.
Yeah, it's a pretty short story, but there was this woman at the end of my road when I lived in California. Like I said, shit, just desert town. Lucerne Valley, if anybody wanna know, right. If anybody knows where that is.
Lucerne Valley.
Lucerne Valley, but sounds at the like end of the road.
Cult town.
Basically, cult and meth. meth and dust storms, that's all you get there. But down at the end of the road was this woman named Eleanor Puffer. I know, sorry. She sounds like a fucking
dragon,
Harry Potter character, but it was so.
Or maybe from the Game of Thrones.
Possibly so. She may have fucked a dragon. That was also her brother or whatever they do in Game of Thrones. But the Eleanor Puffer lived down at the end of the road. And occasionally I would go down there. She was an old woman. And I would go down there and pull weeds in her yard or something like that.
Can we get an age reference, please?
I would say she was probably late 50s, early 60s, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Good looking?
No.
Oh.
No, 100% look like Eleanor Puffer. I mean, whatever you're picturing with a floral dress on. Yeah, that's okay. Her.
Yeah.
But I would go and I would pull weeds and I would, at one point actually scrubbed her kitchen floors, with a toothbrush and to get into the corners. At which time after 3 hours of work, she paid me 75 cents. Would probably not be going back to her for jobs anymore.
Yeah.
But,
that bitch is probably dead now because you're almost 50.
Right.
So yeah,
she's super geezed. But she had a
gun, obviously.
There was times where, no, she didn't pull the gun on me. That would be terrifying. An old woman pulled a gun on you and said, show me your pecker. But no, I would go over to her house and do these things. And then there was a time where she was trying to, there was like a time where I was taking piano lessons from her.
Can we get to the part where?
So I was just telling you why I'm hanging out with this old chick.
I'm sorry.
So I was going to this.
I wanted to hear
that. There was a time when she had a relative. I don't know if it was a grandchild. I don't know what the relation was between these, but it was a female, and she was. Oh, that's all you need to know if it was a dude.
Yeah, you were like, oh no, not her, and I'm like, what? Then like Grandpa?
Yeah,
Puffer. Like, I don't know.
Grandpuffer wanted to see my Puffer.
Yeah.
No, but it was. It was this little girl, but she was substantial. She was older than me. So maybe 12, 13 at the time.
I might have been
like 8, you know, something. Eight
I was
or
just,
nine.
I was just trying to see if that works out. So maybe like years down the road, you run into this bitch.
Oh, and she was,
and then she ended up being
phenomenal.
Awesome. And then at that point, you'd have to start searching for her.
Right. It's like, if anything, pull out the gun when you're 26. Cause then I would have been like, oh, I mean, this sucks that you're forcing me, but it's going to be fun. So.
For one of us.
But when I was 8, me, two thumbs right here. But so this, we were hanging out. I was hanging out with this little girl, and it was like, go over and hang out with Puffer's fucking relative because she's there and you're a kid and she's a kid and whatever. And right. It was like, we just did kid shit, whatever. So we were walking around the house and like ding, ding, ding on the piano, walking around. It's like doing different things. And then we ended up in Miss Puffer's bedroom. And
sounds like a shitty child porn.
It is.
Go for it.
We were in there and it was like we were talking. I don't know. She was like showing me different things, like look at this. Like, and then she reaches
showing you different things.
Like
in the room.
The room. It was like just kind of snooping through the old woman shit. It was like while the old woman sat in there under an Afghan and watched fucking her shows.
Dynasty.
Yeah.
Right.
And so we were in there, and she comes out from under the dresser. She slides. What I would say, I'm not going to say that I John Wicked it at the time and knew what it was, but it was like a 410 shotgun. Like I, in my memory, that it was a single barrel. It was small. It was like BB gun size, but it was a barrel.
Right.
It wasn't. I knew BB guns back then.
Right.
But looking back on it now, I would say like a little 410 shotgun, something like that. She pulls it out from under the dresser. And she was like, show me your wiener. Her words. And I was like, it's a cock, baby. And it was like, no, I didn't say it. I was just like, or something. You know, like,
I started crying.
Stop it.
I'm not going to give you the full show. Stuck my finger in the
barrel because I had only watched Bugs Bunny up to that point.
Now try it, bitch.
Pull the trigger. Bitch, your beak will spin around. but no, I was just like, what? Show me. And she's pointing this gun at me. I have no idea if it's loaded. I don't know. I mean, this is just like, this could have been an after school special. Thankfully, still here without a 410 hole in my pelvic region. She wasn't very tall.
I'm trying to visualize this, but I can't get your head small enough to fit on a fucking 7-year-old kid's body.
I was little. But I was just, and it's like, so yeah, that's
what. So she just points a gun at you and says, drop trial.
She was, yeah. And it was.
Did just, you do it?
No, I never did. I sat there.
You one hard ass motherfucker.
I talked my way out. I was just like.
Of course you did.
No. No, it's like, come on, what are you doing? What are you doing? It's like, what? Because that was weird. Like, if you had
was
just
it because
asked,
you had, like, tiny dicks? Oh!
No, if you had just asked, I might
have been.
Why are you
trying to be a slut at 7?
Maybe. I mean, but just.
No, I mean, for real, though, you're like, bitch, just ask. Like, you don't have to. Now you pointed a gun at me. And then, here's the thing. I bet you that kiss would have went a whole lot better on New Year's if you'd have been like, hey, can I kiss you? I think you're beautiful. And then you'd have been like, yeah. And then I'd be sitting here.
So I'm an asshole because I like to be seduced. I mean, just that.
I mean,
no, but I mean, I guess my point is like, if it was like a like show me mine or show me your, it's like at 8, you might have piqued my curiosity. Now all you've done is scared the fuck shit out of me because you've got a gun pointed at me, and all I'm doing
is I have a reverse turtle head.
Yeah, I was like, you're gonna.
I mean, I'll show it to you, but the only thing I have is a boy's vagina.
You're gonna peel my cap back, right? I'm at any right now, ma'am.
Mine is not for, to be able to look at.
But yeah, so those are,
those are two really weird things I've
they're
never known about
dramatic,
you.
They're oddly dramatic, though. That's what I started to say earlier, and I'll wrap up real fast, was with the older chick, it was like, people talk about like, oh, that, you know, that fucks up a kid's psyche. That fucks up. Now, at the end of the day, it probably increases a kid's confidence to, you know, go through some other things.
Yeah, I bet.
Like me looking back on like not like going through with it. I kick myself in the ass for not going through with it. Now, I kind of in a way got like a little bit of the added confidence thing, because after that, I was like, if I can make a 26 year old like.
And bag doesn't have to mean to fuck, but I mean, bag when I am.
Gain the interest of.
Right.
Then it's like, okay, I can, you know, swing these 14-year-old chicks.
Yeah, these 12-year-olds are going to be fucking easy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So it's like, but it was, I don't know. So it was just one of those things where I think not, like, seeing the opportunity and not taking the opportunity or having the opportunity.
No fucking Bible verses. Sir.
Was
like, are you trying to do that?
I'm making this a Bible verse.
Yeah, no, you're just like, oh man,
thou shalt fuck the older chick.
No, but you're like, oh man, I knew, but I chose not to. So I'm like,
no. What you need to be thinking is
I failed miserably and didn't bag this 26-year-old
chick.
Yeah,
100%.
Okay.
No,
you sounded in slight regret.
No, I have that on my, it's embroidered on my pillowcase. Like, remember Victoria. Like, I remember that more than I did 9/11.
I mean, that's cool. I want to get you a t-shirt that says Victoria, and then over the top of it, it says never forget. So to all the Victorias in the world, like, he could be coming for you.
If you're a 58-year-old Victoria.
Well, would she be 58, right?
She would be 58, yeah.
So let's just see if someone...
Anybody with the name Victoria?
No. Let's just see if somebody. Wouldn't that be awesome if she was like, you know, she's sitting here like drinking her fucking Metamucil. She's like, now she's definitely not gonna call, but be like, I remember that motherfucker. I remember. And yes, I did make him. That would be so awesome if she was like, can I be on the show? Like 15 minutes. And she called in and be like, yes, you can say whatever you want to.
Yeah, it's fully open.
Yeah. See, I don't have those. I don't have that older chick thing. And maybe that's why to me, like older chicks are fucking badass.
Yeah.
Like to me.
You know what's weird is you would think it would have given me some sort of
MILF complex.
Yeah, like some sort of like maybe going towards.
In that instance, you don't need that. You've already experienced it. Because what is the MILF?
Yeah, but I didn't get
what
to
is
fully
the MILF?
Experience.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you've gotten your dick wet before, so what does it matter? The big thing is now is you've already experienced that chase, and you can even on a bad day, you can be like, yeah, no, she threw her feet in my lap.
You know, kind of succeeded. Even though
you won, I will never tell you
I
that,
saw the
but you actually
line.
Win.
I saw the finish.
You won, sir. You won. At 13 years old, a runner-up, guess what, is still slaying.
I saw the finish. Here's what happened. I saw the finish line, and then I sprained my ankle
right.
10 steps before.
And then fell on another dude who sacked her the week later. After
I sat moved. There on the side with a broken ankle, just like sobbing as others just ran across.
Through her is what you meant?
Not, maybe metaphorically.
No, but that's
marathon
so,
cuck.
episode title. Yeah. Oh damn. No, but the idea is that you've already had that. You've had that thing that everyone is this day walk day drinker
the day,
day
drinker.
Drinker Jesus
day drinker by Lost 40. What do you think of it?
Oh yeah,
like
that's
that
good.
I thought that one was pretty good. I can taste the banana on the back end, which terrible sentence to say. Hate that was recorded.
What time was that? We need to isolate that. I
don't like that.
You can taste the banana from the back.
I could taste the banana on the back end. Yours sounded 100% worse than my already terrible thing that I said.
It's a it's not as heavy.
Yeah, that's a Belgian wheat with like some citrus blend and then like some kind of hint of banana or some shit. That's pretty decent. I like that one. It's a blonde ale.
Both of those are really good. So shout out Lost 40 Brewery. Those were surprisingly good. And then...
Oh, you know what's kind of a bummer?
What?
Sorry to cut you off. We're talking about beer.
Don't tell me the Lost 40's closing.
Point Removed Brewery. Point Removed Brewery in Morrilton is... they do some different things. They, like, have events. And I was reading on Facebook today, and this is... We missed it, so it's not great. But
awesome.
Apparently there was some like little comedy, like some guy that puts on like a comedy tour.
Shut up. For real?
Yeah. And last night while we were failing at making the podcast,
right, just losing it. Like
there was a comedy show going on at Point Remove right over there in Morrilton at the brewery where we could have been drinking beer and checking out the comedy.
That would have been awesome.
It would have been cool. And what I hoped was it said comedy night and I was like, oh dope. Do they do this every once in a while? They're like, that would be cool. But it was just like this one time thing.
But now, if it blows up,
it would be cool if I got to think it. And there's some things I want to talk to you about. You know, we got this eclipse coming in town,
right? And apparently, like rooms are going for a stupid amount of money, mm-hmm. and this is going to be one of the best places on earth to see it.
Right, Russellville
is that a thing?
Back. Yes, and there are there's a multitude of places that you're going to get a good view of this eclipse. It just so happens that a lot of places in Arkansas are
prime.
In the path.
Prime.
Right. So there are.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but this path rolls up the continental United States.
Right, right. So there are places.
But, like, we're, huh? So, but where we are, like, in the path, we're, like, in the middle. We're, like. In the best
path. Prime real estate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So rumor has it, I don't know this gentleman.
I should rent out my fucking house, man.
Who this gentleman is, but he has property and he has already made $1 million.
Oh, absolutely.
Renting out basically campsites on his land. I think here's my thing, and this is all I'm going to say about it on this podcast, and we'll talk about it afterwards.
But there is
an opportunity. And
is this your quick
and the opportunity
get rich quick with me right
exactly,
now?
Exactly, right now.
Well, let's do it. Let's tell everyone about it.
Tell everyone, okay, here's what you should do, I think. No, but there's an opportunity and there's time. There's time between now and that and said opportunity. So I think that we'll
it's because it's when? It's
like next year. It's 2024.
Okay. But around this time, isn't that?
I think. Like, we're roughly about a year away from it.
So
I'm thinking whether there's a product that we come up with, whether there's a niche, like something
man.
Silly, something goofy, something cool, something neat.
We'll definitely do something in the podcast.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as like, yeah, I just think, and it's already kind of starting. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but over there by Rent-A-Center here in Russellville, there is a there's a place that sell. I think they sell, and it may even be a Rent-A-Center banner, but there's a banner out that says it's kind of like telescopes. They're trying to get you to buy a telescope, and they're showing the it says solar eclipse. It has which are you supposed to look at a solar eclipse?
I'm pretty sure you're not,
because they say you're not even supposed to look at it. So I'm pretty sure you should magnify it.
So let me ask you this: just by NASA and everything we have right now, if someone tells you not to look at a solar eclipse, I'm pretty sure I'm going to stare at it the entire time. And if it burns the ocular nerve out of my body, whatever. But what if staring at a solar eclipse
gave you power?
Yeah,
and then I want you to have it. Trump would have already found out because he stared right into that bitch. He was like, what's that?
Did he really?
Yeah. It was his Biden moment. One of his Biden moments.
He's had several.
But no, I just think that we should figure out a way to cash in on the eclipse.
No, so here's the thing. Do we need to start like capitalizing right now?
I think we need to figure out a way to capitalize.
All right, so we'll give shots out for the next. For sure. Like, we'll get it together. Kind of. Maybe not really.
Maybe some ideas.
But listen.
Float them out to the number of listeners.
Yeah, no, 100%. We'll just send out shit. Twitter, via Flick Flock.
We podcast poorly, and we do.
With social media even worse.
We do social media even worse. And business ideas as far as what to do during the eclipse.
So like, I would never try to put you on blast.
But. Welcome back.
Hey, Jamie.
Have you ever seen a more punchable face?
Sandwich bread.
Back in the day, there was a thing called Twitter.
Really? You know what I really wanted it to be?
That's
turn us off.
Blue check, yeah, verified.
We're is fact. So,
do not pour that into your microphone.
Oh, my God.
Let's muzzle.